You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. Today is actually a defeat your drama day. And if you'd like me to share customized solutions for your drama situation, go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then go to submit your question. You can either type or record your message. Use your real name or an alias for anonymity. Note that recorded or written messages may be used on the podcast. I heard from Jane, and I've actually changed her name just in case. She's from the U.S., and she writes, I'm being interviewed very shortly for a director position that will oversee a team that has been full of drama for the past year and a half. I've been informed that some on the team believe I am the reason for the previous director's dismissal, and that if I am to take the position, they won't work for me. When asked in the interview, how will you handle or deal with the current drama, unstructured situation in the area? What is the best way for me to answer? So as always in the Defeat Your Drama segments, I will provide solutions based on the information provided. I will obviously not have full details, so I'll provide customized strategies based on what you share. Always consider your own specific circumstances before taking any action. These are suggestions, not guarantees. All right, so let's jump into it. So I must confess, I actually scheduled a time to speak with Jane. Her interview was coming up quickly, so I knew her episode wouldn't be out in time. More importantly, I wanted to make sure I had enough details to provide her with some great strategies to share during her interview. I will say she was already on the right track, so great job, Jane. So we did some tweaking and got her prepped. She hasn't gotten final word yet, but feels like the interview went really well. So I'm really looking forward to hearing the final. So here are some of the strategies we talked about that she planned to summarize and share in her own words during the interview. And you might be in a similar situation where you're needing to come up with some strategies and share an idea to handle a drama-filled situation. So number one, know it will be a journey. Unfortunately, there's no way to click your fingers and be done with the work required to transform a dramatic team into a dynamic team. Where there is drama, there are people using stay-stuck strategies to keep it that way. It's just the nature of the game. The good news is that as a leader, you have the power to do what you must to create the team that you need. It often involves some tough choices, but going in knowing that you're entering a mini marathon helps you accept that it's so. So, you know, it's not going to last forever, but it is a journey that you need to take. And the reality is, in this situation, after talking to Jane, there are really just one or two people who are creating a lot of the drama. So it's not the whole entire team. You know, and get real, get fact-based. So they'll modify their behavior to become productive members of the team or not. Now, I certainly didn't encourage her to talk about terminating employees as part of the strategy to lay out in an interview. However, if she gets the job, she must have the mindset that it's a possibility. Some employees may continue to make poor choices. The team must win over individuals who choose to stay stuck. So during the interview, the key takeaway from this strategy is to communicate that as a leader, you will have the tenacity to hang tough through challenging times, and you're willing and able to do what is necessary to create an effective, productive, successful team. So in an interview, I think you would just share kind of that. Hey, I've got what it takes. I'm willing to do this, the tough stuff that might be necessary. So the second strategy, call out the elephant. So there's no need to tiptoe around what is fact. The facts are some on the team believe that you, Jane, got their beloved boss terminated. So share your plan to acknowledge this fact. Allow them time to communicate about it if they will. Listen. Tell them you understand how they might have reached that conclusion, that you're sorry they feel that way, and communicate your commitment to help them move forward and succeed. Kind of release and allow them to feel how they feel without defensiveness. It's tough. But don't take it personally. They've just been misinformed. So everyone's entitled to an opinion. These opinions cannot impact the quality of their work, but they can have them. So share your commitment to respect each individual on the team regardless. So when I say release and allow, that's just the I release and allow you. In my mind, you're not saying this, but allow them to have their opinions. So in the interview, you'd be sharing that you plan to just have the conversation, let them share whatever they'd like about it, but continue to commit to them that regardless, you're going to treat everyone with respect and help them succeed, and that over time you'll prove yourself. The third strategy to share is build trust. Filling a leadership role well requires trust, bottom line. So given the circumstance and their perspective, your team will have a hard time trusting you initially, at least those couple of individuals. Maybe the rest of the team is going to be happy to have you. So priority one is building trust. To build trust, you must be trustworthy. Probably goes without saying. So say what you'll do and then follow through. Soon they will see that they can count on you. So hey, I made a rhyme. Let me say it again. Say what you'll do and then follow through. Soon they will see they can count on you. I feel like Dr. Seuss today. As you have these conversations, be very cognizant of what you promise. Don't commit to anything that's out of your control or that you cannot follow through on for sure. Remember, you are in the building trust phase. You have kind of an empty trust bucket with your team, so you don't really have room for missteps. So you can promise to do all that you can. You can promise to follow up with others, but if a decision is not yours to make, you cannot commit to making it happen. So if someone else gets to make the decision and your team needs a resource, don't say, I will get you that resource. The only promise you can make is, I promise to follow through and talk to that person, and I promise to be your advocate, and I promise to do all that I can do to get them see how important this resource would be. But you can't promise the resource if the decision is not in your control. So always provide updates though. So if you are in a follow-up situation, make sure that they know that you're making progress or that you're stuck, but it's out of your control. So provide updates for where you are in the process of fulfilling what you've committed to. So if it's securing a resource, how soon will they have it? If it's following up with someone to ask for a resource or information, keep the team up to date on where you are in the process of speaking with that person, waiting for their answer, or continuing to follow up. Just keep them updated so they know that you haven't let the ball drop. Over time, you won't have to be as diligent, but it's really important. You know, integrity is number one, really everywhere in life, but particularly when you're a leader and you're already in a situation where they might not be feeling trust in you. You've got to be very intentional with what you promise and make sure that you're always following through. All right, number four, create a vision for the future. Share what you will achieve together. Find your own passion and big why, and then share from the heart. You know, ignite that passion in yourself and then attach to them heart to heart. That's hard to avoid. If someone's really being passionate, it's hard not to get ignited. Even if you feel like rolling your eyes because you don't want to get excited with this person because you don't trust them, there's still that feeling that starts to happen. And over time, being on a mission together will create a cohesive team. So, share with them what role will each person play and what are your expectations of them? Why is each person an important part of the equation? How will communication happen? What will the meeting schedule be? Just a vision of the logistics and what you're going to make happen together. How will they be rewarded? Ask them what their expectations are of you. Make those commitments of only things that are in your control, and then follow through. Number five, be a key resource to help them achieve. I know that I've shared this before, but people want to feel successful. So let them know that your job is to help them be successful. Share that you will do all within your power to help them achieve their goals. Ask your team what they need to succeed. What's been missing? Do they need training or other resources? Ready access to support from you? Ask them and follow through to fulfill their needs. Be an advocate and an ambassador for your team. Be a giver. Provide lots of recognition and positive reinforcement and give them all the glory for the team's accomplishments. Over time, you'll ignite fire in them. You'll give them the opportunity to really succeed and you'll build that trust. Now, is this a 100% proven guaranteed formula? No. Unfortunately, people have free will and we can't just click our fingers or make a wish and know that something will happen. So, you know what? You might follow all of these. Now, this will give you the best chance of success. But ultimately, if one or two people on the team want to continue to stay stuck, live in the past, keep their loyalty to a boss that wasn't doing their job, they have the right and the opportunity to do that. But you as leader also have the right and the opportunity to do what you need to do to make sure that team achieves success. So in the end, you win. So you might have to make some tough choices, but ultimately you'll get there. Again, you're not going to talk about termination in an interview, but this is the strategies to have in mind. You would put them in your own words and share them from the heart with passion and excitement and enthusiasm for a future of anticipation during an interview. So those are my strategies. Jane, I can't wait to hear from you, to hear the ultimate outcome from your interview. And I hope that others of you can take some nuggets from the strategies I've shared today. If you've been enjoying this podcast, don't forget to subscribe so that you always know when a new episode comes out. So until next time, make it a great day.